and you're very welcome to the Shabby Shuffle. Tonight's show is going to focus on music from America in the 50s and 60s. Music which I became aware of through a collection called Las Vegas Grind, and over six albums. This music is the music that you would have heard in strip bars across America, but not the sort of the plush places in Las Vegas where you might see Sinatra or hear that kind of stuff. This stuff was sort of the low down and the gritty bars, and the music reflected that. You know, people have called it various things. The latest name coined in the 90s was Titty Shakers. But it's really kind of sax infused exotica with rock and roll. There's bits of everything in there, really. You can hear rockabilly and rhythm and blues, surf, swing, jazz, exotica, soul. You know, sleazy and cheesy, camp but cool. It's really, really great music. And tonight we're going to play a selection from across the six albums released on Las Vegas Grind. It's probably the best place to pick up this music, because the 45s that were released back in the day were very obscure and are pretty difficult to come across now. But the collection on the Las Vegas Grind series is a great collection, and really shows off that this music was there, and the guys playing it and writing it had a lot of fun with it. So, as the man says, enough of this palaver, let's get on with the music.
And emporiums of pleasure, exploding from dusk to dawn with the way-out craze of the topless. Publications such as Life, Playboy, and Esquire have documented the topless. The phrase and the craze that is changing the mood and the mores of people everywhere. With movement, way-out wild movement. Here, go-go girls, in and out of their environment, will be revealed to you in scenes that can only be summarized as a swinging tribute to unrestrained female anatomy. Fantastic women, fantastic dances, featuring the world's loveliest buxotics. Yes, for the very first time, you will hear actual on-the-spot recorded tapes consisting of sensitive comments and opinions by the very topless dancers wildly gyrating before your eyes. Pearls of wisdom based upon guarded personal experiences, all played against a backdrop of tempestuous, soul-stirring rock and roll music. Enough of this palaver. Let's get the show on the road.
That was Ronnie and the Rainbows with the incredible Loose Ends, and before that, the Hollywood Persuaders and Drums A Go-Go. Hollywood Persuaders were basically a guy called Paul Wolf who shared a studio with Frank Zappa and recorded that track, which was covered a number of times back in the day by Sandy Nelson and Hal Blaine, and it was also included in the film Natural Born Killers. And some of this music you'll hear, maybe you'll notice that it's the kind of stuff that Tarantino would often use in some of his films as well. Okay, we'll continue with the track from The Four Instants. This is called Bogotini, and this was in fact sampled and used, transformed really into Bentley Rhythm Aces, the return of the hardcore jumble Caribou Techno Disco Roadshow. The Four Instants, Bogotini.
Thank you. right?
That was the Playboys and Charge It. Before that was Jimmy Oliver and The Sneak. We'll continue now with a track from a band called The Rhythm Kings. This is...
Oh, don't sweat the small stuff!
Thank you.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but me, I like to sit around to satisfy my soul. I like my women short, I like my women tall, and that's about the only thing I really dig at all. Well, man, well, I belong to the B generation. I don't let anything trouble my mind. I belong to the B generation, and everything's going just fine.
Weirdsville, yeah.
Some people say I'm lazy and my life's a wreck, but that stuff doesn't faze me. I get unemployment checks. I run around in sandals, I never ever shave, and that's the way I wanna be when someone digs my grave.
Put a beat in the White House.
I belong to the B generation, yeah. I don't let anything trouble my mind.
Sneaky B.
Yeah, I belong to the B generation, and everything's going just fine.
Back on the road.
I once knew a man who worked from 9 to 5. Just to pay his monthly bills was why he stayed alive. So keep your country cottage, your house and lawn so green. I just want a one-room pad where I can make the scene.
So out it's in.
I belong to the B generation. I don't let anything trouble my mind. I belong to the B generation, and everything's going just fine.
Oh, oh man, poetry and jazz there.
I belong to the B generation. I don't let anything trouble my mind. Hey,
let's flip for the coffee house.
I belong to the B generation.
Man, we've made this thing long enough.
Perhaps an affectionate satire of the Beat Generation from Bob and Dore, Bob being Robert Bob McFadden, who was an American singer and voiceover actor. Mainly worked on cartoons. Maybe his most famous character was Cool McCool, whose theme tune very nearly made it onto the TV theme tune show we had a couple of weeks ago. Before that, The Swingers and Nightwalk, Dick D'Agostin and The Swingers, and before that was Don't Sweat the Small Stuff from the Rhythm Kings. Okay, we're going to continue now with a track from Bobby Summers. This is also credited to Fritz and Jerry, and the track is called Pad.
Yeah. time. Everybody, let's do the train.
The funkier side of this sound, that was Lonnie Brooks and The Train, and before that was Hold It from Bud Gripper. We're going to have two tracks in a row now, which kind of explore the more exotic side, I guess, with a kind of a Middle East feel on these two instrumentals. The first is Turkish Coffee from Omar K, and the second is Baghdad Rock from The Sheiks.
Thank you.
They certainly don't make them like that anymore. That was Ray G and his orchestra and the Slouch. And we're going to continue with a track from Roger and the Gypsies. This is called Pass the Hatchet. And again, this is one case where a more famous artist is recording this music using a pseudonym. This is Eddie Bow, who's an American singer and sort of New Orleans-style pianist. In fact, released more records than anyone else in New Orleans, with the exception of Fats Domino. And this song became quite popular in the 60s. Recorded for the 7B label. So here we go. Roger and the Gypsies, Pass the Hatchet.
Ha ha ha!
The Fabulous Continentals and Breaking Up. Next up is the Singing Dogs and Rock and Roll, or Hot Dog Rock and Roll. Singing Dogs were a project in the late 50s, released two singles. One, the first was quite successful in America. It sold more than a million copies. The track we're going to hear is from the flip of the second single. But the idea of this came from a guy called Don Charles, a producer in Denmark, and he made recordings of dogs barking. Spliced them onto reel-to-reel tape and arranged the pitches to the tune of the song. So I hope you're sitting down. This is Hot Dog Rock and Roll from the Swingin' Dogs.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Shabby Shuffle on Radioactive International. Tonight we're exploring the Las Vegas Grind, which is a series of albums, compilation albums, taking the cues from music from the 1950s and 60s that was used in strip bars and in small-time strip bars, where the music was dirtier and grungier and sleazier and cheekier and cheesier and all of these things, and very interesting. The music over the years could be heard in various places, most notably the rockabilly and the mod and soul scenes. They would pick up some of these 45s, and other places you might hear or see this music would be in the films of Russ Meyer, or any sort of low budget hot rod rock and roll movies, sexploitation flicks, and of late the Las Vegas Grind series of albums. If you are thinking of picking up some of these albums, I would suggest going for 5 and 6 as a best place to start. I think the 5th and 6th albums were the most varied and the most interesting of the whole lot. Okay, we're going to continue with one which is a bit of an oddity. This is unknown, in fact, who recorded this. It's Wiggles and Waggles, My Baby's Blue Jeans, but it's just a skit in the studio, a band trying to record a song and the producer shouting at them to change this and try that. It kind of reminds me of that Kit Kat ad from years ago. You can't sing, you can't play, you look awful, you'll go a long way. My Baby's Blue Jeans.
Well, see my baby's blue jeans hanging on the line. Highest thrill I never before. Dirty old jeans of mine, but they ain't no more. But when I hold you under the moonlight, you know what I mean.
Hold it. Did you say when I hold you under the moonlight?
Well, that's what the lyric says, man.
Forget the lyric. We're trying to make a hit record. Sing it so I can't understand a word you're saying. Okay, let's try it again from the bridge. 1, 2, 3. That's the sound. That's the sound. Hold it. Hey, Liberace, what do you think you're doing?
I'm playing melody, man.
Melody? We don't want no melody on this record. Kids won't buy it if they can hear the tune. Let's try it again. Take 74, my baby's blue jeans from the top. 1, 2, 3.
When I see my baby's blue jeans hanging on the line, I guess, oh yeah, like I never before.
Cut. Sticks, what are you playing?
Man, I'm playing that.
Everybody plays that. Use your head, man, use your head. That's the sound. All right. Take it from the part of the lyric that goes, I wanna hunt it on the moonlight. 1, 2, 3. No. Hey, Wiggles, you're getting to sound more like Mario Lanza every minute. How much time we got left in the studio?
3 minutes to go.
All right, man. This is it. Remember, the teenagers of America are counting on you. Everybody, from the top. Take 75 and baby's blue jeans. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, you see my baby's blue jeans hanging on the line. Oh, yeah. Oh, I have thrilled. Oh, like never before. Oh, yeah. The dirty old jeans are all mine.
That does it. Wiggles, I warned you not to sing so clear. I warned you. Well, that cat's really gone now. Okay, boys, let's roll. Take one, instrumental, My Baby's Blue Jeans. 1, 2, 3.
We'll be right back.
Crazy Cole and Bad from February 1959. That was on the flip side of Everything is Topsy Turvy. Before that, Big Bo Thomas and the Arrows and How About It Part 1. Okay, I think we'll squeeze in two more. The first is from the fantastically named Edgar Allan and the Poe Boys. This is called Panic Button. Allan and the Poe Boys, Panic Button. Well, that's just about it for tonight's show. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did, and I had a lot of fun putting it together. Las Vegas Grind is the name of the series of albums, if you're interested. Six albums in total, and as I said before, I would suggest the fifth and sixth albums as a good starting point if you are interested in picking up some of this stuff. Okay, that's all. See you next week, hopefully. I'll leave you with one of the funkier tracks from the set. This one is from Freddie Scott and the Four Steps, the same old beat. Until next time, bye-bye.